You're listening to Bachelor to Boyfriend, the podcast that teaches you how to manage your mind so you can show up as the best version of yourself around women. And now your host, certified dating and intimacy coach for men, Erica Davian.
Hi, welcome. If this is your first time tuning into this podcast, then welcome. I am so glad that you are here. And this is a really great place to start because this week we're talking about the top five mistakes that I see rookie daters make or less experienced make in the dating world. And we're just going to dive right in. So the first mistake that I see men with little or no dating experience make is that they may not be clear on what they want. And this may be fine for a young man who's in his teens or early 20s, who is just kind of shopping around and figuring things out. But as we start to approach 30, 40, and beyond, it's just going to be that much harder to form a connection with a woman if you don't have a sense of what it is that you're looking for. Because we have to remember, for most people, the intention behind dating is to find a match. Maybe a match for a new sexual partner or a match for companionship now in this chapter of life. A match for a relationship that has the potential to grow long term. And in this whole process, dating can be really fun. It can be fun to meet new people and have conversations you wouldn't have otherwise. But it's important to recognize that most people don't date just for the sake of having fun. There is still a particular thing that they're hoping to find, and along the way, they may have some fun. And so when you're thinking about where you hope dating someone will lead, what do you ultimately want? What is that thing? A fuck buddy? Is it a friend with benefits? A relationship for right now? A long-term relationship? A connection that could lead towards marriage? Do you feel pretty clear that at some point you're going to want a family? Now, of course, you might find yourself wanting several of those things, and you might find that you change your mind over time. Now, of course, you might find yourself wanting several of these things, or if you haven't dated much yet, you might think that you're not sure what exactly you want. And it is totally fine for you to change your mind, for the thing that you want to change over time and in different chapters of your life. The important thing is to be clear on what it is that you want right now. You might notice that in the past you wanted a relationship for right now, but now you're feeling pretty clear that you're interested in marriage or a family. Or maybe you already did marriage or a long-term relationship, and you're really not that interested in getting into another long relationship right now, and that a friend with benefits would really be the perfect fit. My point is, you don't have to pick something and stick with it forever, but I do recommend you get clear inside on what your range is of what you're looking for. So I offered some different relationship types from fuck buddy all the way up to family and put them in more or less progression from less commitment to more commitment, right? So fuck buddy, friends with benefits, for now relationship, long-term relationship, marriage, family. And of course, there are lots of ways people can be in relationship with one another. And so I don't mean to say that these are the only ways of defining relationships or that they have to go in this kind of order or that there's any kind of hierarchy at all, because I don't think there is. I think these are all valid forms of being in connection with other people. But I offer this list so that you can identify the things that you are open to and the things that you're really not open to. And it's important to get clear on both your upper limit and your lower limit so that you have a range that's going to help guide your interactions with women. And so what I mean is that you might be interested in family, and maybe your lower limit is that you're interested in marriage. Maybe you're really only open to a relationship that's heading towards one of those two things. That's really good to know and be clear on. But maybe you don't really want a family, but you think you might want to get married someday. So that's your upper limit. And for now, you're really interested in anything between maybe a friend with benefits up towards marriage. Maybe you feel really clear that you aren't interested in a fuck buddy. And again, there's nothing right or wrong about this perspective. It's just good to have a sense of what that range is for you. And once you have a sense of this range, my recommendation is that you lead with and keep your focus on the upper limit of that range. Because even as you are focused on your desire to have a relationship with a deeper level of commitment, you might find yourself in casual relationships or encounters along the way. So for example, if your upper limit is that you might want a long-term relationship with someone, you might still find yourself in a friends with benefits relationship or a casual relationship for now anyway. And so mistake number one was not being clear with yourself. And the second mistake is not leading with what you want. Not leading with the deepest level of commitment that you want. So like I said earlier, for most people, the intent of dating is to find a match of some kind. And so if it's not clear what you're looking to match on, then you're just making it that much harder for a woman to connect with you. And you're making it that much harder on yourself when you're kind of swimming aimlessly through the dating world without this clarity and purpose for why you're there. What kind of relationship you're looking for, especially if you are hoping for a relationship with a deeper level of commitment, like a long-term relationship, marriage, or family, should be crystal clear to any woman that you are interested in dating. And this is a rookie mistake that I see a lot of men with less experience make. They're afraid to put their cards out on the table and say what it is that they're really looking for, because they're afraid of coming across as pushy in some way or of being vulnerable. And for many women, it actually has the opposite effect. Instead of coming across as pushy, when a man is clear about what he wants, it feels safe. Every woman has an upper and lower limit for herself. And if she's concerned that you're just looking for someone to have sex with, when what she really wants is a life partner, then she's not going to be able to open up with you until she understands that you want the same thing, that there is a want match between you. And on the other hand, more experienced daters tend to be much more clear early on about what they're looking for. They make it clear in their dating profile or on the first couple of dates with if they've met someone in real life. And so if you have an online dating profile, I absolutely recommend that this piece of information is in your profile. Because as a woman is swiping, looking through profiles, she's asking herself, could we be a match? She's going to be looking to see, is this someone I can have casual sex with? Is this someone I can have companionship and fun with? Or is this someone I could maybe build a life with? And so you've got to have that in there. And it can be as simple as starting a sentence with, I'm ultimately looking for dot, dot, dot. It doesn't have to be heavy. It doesn't have to be complex, but it needs to be in there in some way. And if you're not going the online dating route, then you want to think about bringing this topic up within the first couple of dates. Now, you're not committing your lives to each other at this point. It can be as simple as asking the question, so what are you looking for? Or what kind of relationship do you ultimately hope to have? Or at the very least, figure out a way to weave your intention into conversation at some point. Like at the end of a date saying, I really enjoyed getting to know you tonight, and I want you to know that I'm not looking for something casual. I'm willing to take things slow because I'm ultimately looking to get married and have a family, and I want to explore that potential here. You see? It's not pushy. It's clear. It's confident. It's safe. Now, of course, you're not saying that you're looking to do that with her necessarily, but you're making it clear that that's your broader aim. And here's the thing. You will likely find that even as you keep your focus on the deepest level of commitment you're interested in, more casual encounters will likely happen along the way. there's no need to come across as wishy-washy of like, well, maybe I might want marriage, but also maybe I'd be fine with something for now. None of that reads very well. That doesn't tend to come across very well. It makes connecting with you uncertain. And so if your range really is open to more than just one or two kinds of relationships, then that's cool. Great. Those more casual encounters will likely happen anyway. You don't have to decide anything right now. So let's talk about mistake number three. So just in the same way that I was sharing how less experienced men sometimes think that putting their intentions out on the table would somehow be pushy, and more experienced men tend not to see it that way, I have noticed that less experienced men are also sometimes afraid to ask questions because they're afraid that asking those questions will somehow reveal their inexperience. And so this is why mistake number three is not asking enough questions. And I've seen this mistake play out in several ways. It could look like not asking enough questions during a date or when you're first getting to know someone because you're so focused on trying to impress her that you're forgetting to ask her thoughtful questions that will help deepen the conversation and just see if there's a connection in the first place. I've also seen this mistake look like not asking yourself enough questions about how you're truly feeling about the way things are going with someone. It can be a rookie mistake to think that because you haven't had many opportunities in the past, that now that there's finally a woman interested in talking to you, that you should pursue that. But it's important to stop and ask yourself if you even really like her and whether you think there's a potential match for the kind of relationship you ultimately want. She's not the only woman out there. There's no need to get trapped in that kind of scarcity. I've also seen this mistake of questions come up when it comes to a relationship that someone is already in, particularly if it's a first relationship or the first relationship in a while. And so it could be things like not asking the woman they're dating or their girlfriend how things are going. What could make it better? Do they want to keep going down this path together? Often when I see people unwilling to ask these questions and have these conversations, it's because they're afraid. They're afraid it's going to reveal just how inexperienced they are, or because they're afraid of what the answer might be. And it's true. Sometimes these meta conversations lead to a relationship ending. But just keep in mind that it's not bringing up the conversation that made it end. It's really that the conversation revealed that there was something unresolved there all along. It's kind of like a hairline crack that was eventually going to become a bigger issue at some point anyway. And if anything, these meta conversations, the conversation about how the relationship is going overall, can sometimes be the thing that turns everything around, that heals that hairline crack so that it doesn't become a bigger issue later. And the final place that I see mistake number three, not asking questions, pop up is in the bedroom. Again, one of the biggest differences I see between an experienced lover and a less experienced lover is that less experienced men often think that they are supposed to perform a series of steps or actions in order to please a woman, and that they're supposed to somehow miraculously know what these things are without talking to her about it, without any words exchanged at all. But more experienced lovers actually tend to do the opposite. They're more likely to understand that every woman, that every body is different. And that, in fact, there's no way to know in advance how this woman, how this body experiences pleasure without having some kind of communication about it. And so it looks like asking a lot of little questions along the way. It could be pre-touching questions, like maybe after you've made out some time, just asking, so what kinds of things turn you on, or how do you like to be touched? It could be questions in the middle of touching, like, do you want me to go faster or slower, harder or softer, on this body part or that one? Little either or questions that can help guide without breaking the flow and focus of what's happening. And experienced lovers also tend to ask questions and talk about how things went after sex or touching. Maybe not every time, but sometimes. Questions like, so what did you really love about tonight? Or what can we try next time? And so, my dear, if you are not asking questions, this is so important. Ask them of her so that she knows that you're interested in getting to know her as a person. Ask them of yourself so that you're not wasting your time pursuing relationships or going down paths that ultimately aren't going to take you where you want to go. Ask them of the relationship as it continues to evolve, and remembering that if the connection is strong, this conversation is only going to make it stronger. And ask them in the bedroom. Her body is unlike any other body you have ever seen or encountered. And there's no way you're going to know by magic what feels great. Okay, mistake number 4 is taking things too personally. Maybe she turned down your offer to go on a date. Maybe you were texting back and forth and the conversation fizzled out. Maybe you thought you were all set to go on a second date and then suddenly she ghosted you. It can be easy to think that you or something you did was the problem. But we have to remember that there are so many reasons why she may have said no or why she stopped writing back. Maybe her ex-boyfriend just reached out. Maybe she had a lot of work deadlines and feels too overwhelmed to pursue this. Maybe she lacks confidence in herself and her abilities to have a relationship. Maybe she met someone else she likes even more. And of course, there's always the possibility that she just wasn't that into you. But her not being that into you doesn't mean that you are broken or that there is anything wrong with you. Because couldn't it be possible that you are a whole, completely lovable man just as you are, and she just wasn't that into you? Maybe it just wasn't a match. I often hear something like, well, I've tried so many things and I've asked so many women out, or I've dated so many women and they've all rejected me. And so the common denominator is me. I am the problem. And even at the risk of sounding a little cliche, I want to use the analogy of a lock and a key to show what finding a match is like. Because you've probably had that experience where you had a really big keychain or like a pile of keys that you're trying to fit into a lock. And you might try key after key after key after key. But when you're doing that, you never start to think that this lock must be broken. No, you just keep looking for the right key. You're like, oh, I know that's in here somewhere. I just need to find the right one. And in the same way, just because the key hasn't opened the lock for you, you don't think the key is broken. It just wasn't the right key for that particular lock. It's a perfectly functional key and a perfectly functional lock. They just weren't a match for one another. Now, I know that this might sound kind of corny, and I don't mean to imply that there is only one key out there for you. I don't believe in the idea. I don't believe that the idea of soulmates or twin flames is particularly helpful. But I hope that this helps you see that if you've fallen into that trap of thinking that the reason why dating hasn't been working for you is because you are the problem, that the thought is always available to you, that you just haven't found your match yet. Thinking that you are the problem is always optional. Okay, and number 5, the last big mistake I see less experienced men making is simply not taking action. And maybe to be clear, what I mean is fruitful action, like the kind of action that could lead to a relationship forming. Because sometimes I meet men who are completely burned out on dating, and yet they haven't really taken much fruitful action. They might have done a lot of stuff, like maybe they've played over and over in their minds past interactions with women, but not actually talking to new women now in the present. Or maybe they've spent a lot of time thinking about online dating, but have actually procrastinated a lot when it comes to actually posting a dating profile, trying it out, making tweaks and changing it over time. Maybe they spend a lot of time behind the scenes writing and rewriting the profile, but not actually getting to the point of sharing it online. Maybe they've spent lots and lots of hours scrolling on apps, but little of that time actually writing quick but thoughtful messages to hundreds of women on those apps. Or it could look a lot like maybe having lots of casual socializing and chit-chat, but without questions that help to take the conversation deeper, or without asking out any of the women that they meet. Rather than staying focused on the kinds of things that could lead to a relationship. So be honest with yourself. How much of what you are doing has the potential to directly lead to a relationship? If you're not initiating conversations, whether online or in person, or asking women out, why aren't you? Without doing those things, you're taking your chances way down by waiting for a woman to make the first move. And just to be clear, I think it's completely outdated to expect that a man be the one to make the first move. And yet here we are. That's still very much the norm. But if I were a dating coach for women, I would be asking them the same thing. Why are you not initiating conversations? Why aren't you asking men out? Because regardless of gender, if you are in the position of waiting for someone else to make the first move, then you're stripping yourself of all of your power and control and initiative when it comes to finding a relationship. Doesn't mean it's impossible, but you're really diminishing your chances a lot. And so if you notice yourself doing that, if you notice yourself playing safe or being more passive, get curious about that. Why aren't you? What's stopping you from playing a more active role and taking more direct, fruitful actions in your love life? So those are the top five rookie mistakes that I see, but I think they all have something in common and that they could really easily be summed up with one big mistake, which is simply not hiring me as their coach. Because what these things all boil down to is not learning how to effectively manage your mind, which is both your greatest asset and your biggest obstacle when it comes to finding a partner. Because when you haven't learned to manage your mind, then it's really hard to be clear and honest about what you want. And that makes it even harder to lead with what you want and communicate that early on, and especially when you're feeling vulnerable. When you haven't learned to manage your mind, then you're not going to be able to see what's stopping you from asking questions, why you're taking things so personally, and why you're not taking the kinds of actions that you know could ultimately lead to a relationship. Your brain's job is to keep you safe and comfortable, and it is constantly going to be telling you to play it safe. And so that, in a nutshell, is what I teach my clients. I teach them how to manage their mind during all of the ups and downs and twists and turns that come with dating, so that what's going on in their heads is no longer an obstacle to them creating the relationship they want. And so if you're listening to this episode close to when it gets published, then your timing is amazing, because I only offer my program Bachelor to Boyfriend a few times a year, and the next cohort is going to be starting in January, and doors are opening soon. So if you're curious to know more, just head to my website, ericadavian.com. That's Erica with a K. And make sure to add your name to my wait list, just so that I know that you're interested in learning more. No pressure, but for real, you have nothing to lose by seeing if this program is the thing that could change everything for you. So I hope to see your name pop up on my list. Until soon, take care. If you enjoy listening to this podcast, you have to come check out Bachelor to Boyfriend, the program. It's 12 weeks of one-on-one coaching with yours truly to help you finally move past the internal barriers between you and the relationship you want to create. Check it out at ericadavian.com. That's Erica with a K. And if you're curious, make sure to get your name on my mailing list so I can tell you next time doors open. My newsletter is my favorite way to connect with you all, and I respond to every email I receive. I can't wait to see you there.